This application was reviewed by the Technical Advisory Committee on May 14th of 2003. And it was a prior application was withdrawn. Prior application included 70 lots and has been revised to include 41 lots after review of agency comments. Shane's advised me earlier that you have not been provided with copies of this revised plot, so if I may, I will pass these down. I did provide a copy to Mr. Burton since it's in his general area and he was going to review the site. I don't think there's any agency changes in the agency comments, that the plan was revised because of agency comments. And the applicant presentation will probably handle any questions that you might have in relationship to that original subdivision application versus this application. That's all I have unless you have questions.
All right, sir, thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Alan Warfel, and I'm one of the developers. My partners are Harvey and Randy Marble. We're all from Milford. Our designer is Charles Murphy Associates, and Bob Nash, representing them, is here tonight if you have any questions for him. This is a proposed subdivision that we're calling Herringwood Village. It's 41 lots on 67 acres. It's about 2 miles south of Milford, bordered on the north by Rust Road, and on the south by Fitzgerald Road. The lot sizes range from 3/4 acre to 5.77 acres. It's currently zoned AR1, and it's an open farmer's field. We're not asking for any zoning changes. However, we are asking for a variance from the maximum 1,000-foot length for a cul-de-sac. We have a DENREC feasibility study showing that on-site sewage disposal is appropriate for these 41 lots. Warfel Construction will be building the houses. The Marvel Agency will be marketing them. We're planning on building houses in the 1,200 to 1,400 square foot range. We will be, at today's prices, marketing them for about $220,000 to $240,000. We believe there's a need in Milford for houses in that price range, and there's still a large demand from families who want a large lot subdivision close to town where they can have a garden and a dog if they want to. And that's what we believe this development will provide. It does closely mirror the surrounding houses. It fits in with the neighborhood. And that's all I have to say. If you have any questions, I'll be glad to try to answer them.
All right, sir. We'll find out. Mr. Burton.
I can't figure this plan out. I don't know how it works frontwards and backwards.
Well, you kids got half on one sheet, half on the other.
Correct.
This is the Rust Road side of the plan.
You have to introduce yourself, Robert.
Yeah, Bob, would you my name's your name, and we know who you are, but the machine doesn't.
Yes, I'm Robert Nash from Milford, Delaware, 634 Abbott Drive, and I work for Charles Murphy Associates, and I did the site this particular plan. This cul-de-sac that you see right here is this one right here. On this sheet, this comes off Rush Road. This cul-de-sac that you see right here is the cul-de-sac that you see right here.
So they don't interconnect?
No, they do not interconnect. The main reason that they don't interconnect is because we had such difficulty finding proper soils for the septic system. I think we have another plan that shows where these areas are, but we didn't want to utilize septic areas to connect the road. We provided 38-foot radius cul-de-sacs for access by 5 foot. Safety factor in the cul-de-sac should be a problem.
Is there that green line? There's a buffer on that side.
Yes, it's a buffer. This is a existing mobile home park, and this is an existing single family lot. These are single family lots, so the buffer covers this field of William Rust, which is the only agricultural land adjoining it.
Is there any buffer on the other side of the mobile home park there?
Over in here, this is all wetland, and it has its own.
What about coming down to the left of that blue?
This area right here, this is a stormwater management area.
That's your stormwater management.
Right.
Okay, and then coming further down from that blue?
Coming further down from here, these are residential areas, so.
That be buffered at all?
Well, it could be, if that is, but this actually, this area right through here is a small wetland that's associated with this ditch. And I noticed this when we were sitting there before, this will be removed from the lot area.
Okay.
Next time, Bob, get Charlie to give you $3 or $4 extra so you can have two boards.
We knew it was late, and you didn't want to look both ways. I look right here.
You could just stack one on the other, and then I think it would come very clear what you're doing there.
Well, I could put it on a 200 scale and get it on one sheet, but that doesn't fit with the regulations.
Then you'd need a microscope to see it.
Yeah.
Or do a cover sheet that shows, you know, everything on one page and then have these behind it, you know.
And put your notes and curve data and everything else on a separate sheet and just put the...
There you go, Bob, you got four suggestions already. I bet the next time you come here, it'll be different.
How do you get the water from this area to the blue area, from the lot number one or whatever?
The topography of the land is such that it is essentially coming this way naturally. So basically what we have to do here is when we grade this road, the road will grade from here down, and then we'll take it out through a swale to get to the stormwater pond.
So there'll be a swale of some kind on
along, one yes, of all things. Of these lot lines, as per the notes, are the center of a 10-foot wide drainage and or utility easement. So consequently, we can use any lot line we deem necessary to run the water over there.
Any sidewalks or streetlights?
Streetlights, yes. Sidewalks, we hadn't planned on any. The lots are quite large, and we don't believe that people will be walking on them, probably.
And we were accommodating DLDOT's regulation for the sidewalks. They require, if you don't put sidewalks in, they require a 60-foot setback, which we will accommodate.
In that roadway there. No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
On your plans, is there any thought in terms of school bus shelters or, because assuming at this price range, you're talking to the younger families and.
Yes, we ran into this on a previous plan, so it hasn't been incorporated here, but on one of these lots will be an easement. Bus shelter in the same way out at the other intersection. This will be a problem because we still have land outside of the roadway, street roadway. Over here, we're going to have to accommodate that with an easement of some sort because DLDOT informed us on another subdivision that we're working on in the city of Milford that they don't want school bus shelters in their roadway, although they're there all the time. But
some of them are glorified billboards.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
No further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Gordy.
So, did you say you had septic feasibility for individual?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a copy of that? I brought copies if you'd like to have them.
No, we don't have one.
How many would you like?
Just one.
You got it.
45. But that's one thing we didn't have.
So, this on the second page, the alternative design.
There are two lots that have an alternative system, lot
lot 9 and lot 4.
Mm-hmm.
That means that we have to design a drip irrigation or peat filter or something of that nature.
Oh, okay.
All of the rest of them will have standard LPPs or mounds. And all of the lots have been designed to place those behind the houses, so there won't be mounds in anybody's front yard, which is why we have kind of some odd lot lines. That's to accommodate, for this lot, a septic system in this area.
That's all the question I have.
All right, sir.
Smith. No questions.
All righty.
One further question.
You may.
What is this right here about? What is this low pressure pipe?
That means that area, that pipe is of shale. shading will accommodate an LPP septic system. The way this thing was designed was around the areas that would accommodate septic systems.
Oh, okay.
That's why the lots are so hot shaded.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Mr. Lyon?
You made reference in your presentation at the start that you had also applied for a waiver from the 1,000 foot.
We did not when we made this application.
No, it was not advertised either. That's why I raised the question.
We didn't realize we had to do that until after we submitted it, and then we didn't contact you, see what we should do with it, I guess.
It wasn't advertised that way, so that's the problem. Where does the 1,000 foot stop? I'm just trying to figure out where on the plan it ends up.
Well, the 1,000 foot would stop right in this area right here.
But you could place what I'll call it a bubble, a cul-de-sac appearing facility where you could maneuver cars around both sides.
Somewhere larger
than a standard cul-de-sac, but something where cars could move and flow.
Circumvent.
Because otherwise we're going to have to re-advertise for a waiver in the
cul-de-sac
length, I would assume.
Yes, we would, unless it's
addressed.
So that would be an acceptable alternative.
It'll only take
you don't like it, but it would be acceptable alternative since we didn't advertise for it.
It only take a year for it to come back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we could put one right about
it. I thought maybe you could.
I wasn't sure if maybe the cul-de-sac went through that first intersection before it spurred out. That's why.
You have to. Yeah. The pressure's on.
So you can do that?
Yes.
So if the commission were favorable, they could make that a condition, and then that would not be necessary to take another application.
Anything else, Mr. Lane?
That's all I have, just.
Mr. Counts?
I apologize. Took me a while to figure out what I was looking at, and you may have already addressed this. The stormwater management area is the residue 4.11
yes.
acres?
Yes, it is.
Can we get away with calling it a residue? Don't we have to?
That was going to be my question.
I was making a note.
He was asking about the stormwater management. That needs to be changed so it's called stormwater management area. Same thing with that parcel A. I mean, what's the
that was my next question. What's happening
parcel
there?
Parcel A is currently under review as a minor subdivision by the Department of Transportation.
To
So
three
what,
lots
I mean, is
or
it,
something?
It's not part of this subdivision?
No.
It's
a separate parcel that we're out parceling. Actually, my son wants to build a house there, but it will be part of the subdivision.
I don't see A.
A's up in the...
That's one of the
standard.
But is it part of this tract of land or not?
Yes. It is part of this tract of land, but it is not part of the subdivision. We've already started the process to minor subdivide that parcel out.
So you basically have this parcel and the remainder.
Correct.
As the two parcels of this minor subdivision.
Right.
Yes.
So he would have his own access.
Yes. On Rust Road. Correct.
Access on Rust Road.
It would be similar to these lots that we sold off.
Then that leads me to the question of how.
It's over the county.
They might require him to have access to the street.
How does whomever get access to the stormwater management area? Because it looks like you've got it all tied up in lots from the roads.
Okay, we can provide that for any one of these lots.
I mean, I just...
You
need to address
that.
That'll be
a requirement of conservation district.
Right.
They're going to require that.
Okay.
The plan was drawn, that was a consideration.
Thank you. Nothing more.
Anything else there, sir?
No, sir.
Okay. Mr. Roberts.
I had the question about that parcel A. So just so I'm clear about that, you're going through getting DLDOT's permission.
Yes.
And once that, if that occurs, then it's going to come back to planning and zoning, just an over-the-counter minor subdivision.
Right.
Okay.
We submitted that to DLDOT a month ago.
Yeah, what if DLDOT says that they're not going to give access off the road and it's got to interconnect through the subdivision? Is there the ability to do that? Or we've seen that.
Where part of it?
It's right there, right here.
Oh, it had frontage on 630?
Yeah. I mean, are they going to allow? I mean, what's been your experience with DLDOT? Or is there no way to tell?
I'm comps are, well, with revised Dell dot comps, this project, they'll probably accept it. Because it's large enough to be.
Okay. That's what I just want. I didn't want to have to come back through.
No intent to re-subdivide parcel A?
No.
No.
Would you object to that being a condition?
No, that'd be fine.
And that's not, so I'm clear, not to beat this, but that's not going to be governed by this homeowners association completely separate from this.
Absolutely.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, on the final plan, that will not be the issue.
Okay, it won't even show up, I guess. It'll be landed now or formally.
Typically, you wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, right.
If they already had the Dell dot approval.
Right. That's what I just wanted to make sure of. Then on lot, you may have answered this too in conjunction with another lot. Lot 3 is kind of an unusual shaped lot, and it kind of wraps around behind lot 2.
Correct. That's to give a area in here for the septic system.
Okay, that's what I wasn't sure of. But yeah. Okay.
It took a little bit of creative thinking to get all these septic systems in there. This beautiful piece of land, you would have never thought the soils would be this crappy.
Maybe we ought to leave it alone.
What did I hear?
They could always pump it to Beaver Creek.
Yeah, maybe.
Or Milford. Or the city of Milford. Yeah.
It's good for Kent County anyway. We don't mind centers up in Kent County.
That's true. Anything else, Mr. Robertson?
Yeah, I would note that on note 15, it talks about no lot within a recorded subdivision of Kent County may be subdivided without the written consent. That note needs to be changed.
It says Sussex County now.
Okay.
The one you have has that. I saw that comment on your last.
Then the only other question would be, is crappy a term of art when it comes to soil science? I don't know.
Actually, it is frequently used. I don't know if it has a scientific meaning or not, but it is very descriptive. And it covers a broad range of soil types. Okay.
I wasn't sure.
Pokemon series.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any other questions?
No, that's all I had.
Okay, gentlemen, if you would kindly take a seat. I have to ask the question. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of subdivision 2006-17? Is there anyone here who would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2006-17? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? I only make one observation. It seems that the only person I've seen lately with a hair whiter than Fuquay's is Harvey's. I don't know what you guys do to that, but I mean, it's just, it looks great, kind of blinding almost, really. We'll close the public hearing, and you may remain with us to see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that concludes our public hearings, referring back to public hearing number 1, which was conditional use 1663 Toe Tapper LLC. Mr.